A geographical indicator means, for example, a Parmesan cheese could only be marketed by that name if it came from certain provinces in Italy. Otherwise, exporters could face customs action and be turned away. John Umhafer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. He says Wisconsin is America's largest producer of feta, which would be affected by the South Korean agreement, along with a host of others.
Fontina, Asiago, Gorgonzola, Parmesan, mozzarella, all these Italian styles are broadly made in Wisconsin, and we'd like to export them.
Umhafer says the agreement between the EU and South Korea sets a precedent. It's the first time that geographical indicators have been applied internationally. Name usage is already restricted among EU members, where countries like Denmark have been forced to rename widely recognized cheeses.
It's much simpler to tell a person this is feta, and you know what feta is, and you know how to use it. If you tell them it's Mediterranean style white cheese, you've got an uphill battle against the Greeks who will say, here's our feta.
Wisconsin U.S. Representative Tom Petri is among a group of lawmakers asking the National Trade Representative to protest the EU-South Korea agreement. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.